K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you, recording another Out of the Portal edition from the other side of the ball, D-Line, here in just a moment. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. We cover all things K-State athletics, from football all the way to women's rowing here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This will come out at some point. I don't know when, because we're trying to do this in order now. This afternoon, I started to go out of order, so this will come out in order. Well, at least in my podcasting order now there as well. But going back to the kind of the wrap this recording day up here with the D line, Colin Klein, your new head coach of the football program. They have been hot on the transfer portal trail, and it really from last week, right? From the last 2 weeks, this new coaching staff, which includes Taylor Bratt, which is not new to this program, but obviously head of the recruiting, right? Now, I don't think they've been this busy. Now, maybe just me. In recording all these episodes, maybe just me now, K-State Nation. Maybe it's me, I don't know. But they have not been messing around, this staff, right? And I mentioned D-line. Well, this is another need. A lot of needs, right? Because as far as I know right now, as we sit here wrapping up this day on January 8th, 2026. I haven't heard anybody coming back. At least with a D-line, right? Pretty much your key D-line players hit the transfer portal. Like a Toby Omensami, a Malcolm Alcorn Crowder. Again, and a Chibi Oviezer. I haven't heard those names yet. Yeah, unless I'm missing something there, which, again, we'll check or down the line with guys like Mason Voth and D.Y., Derek Young, and all those. But this is coming in from D.Y. Not D.Y. Mason Voth on three. Which, of course, KSO has a podcast themselves. Shameless plug, but we're going to do it anyway, right? De'Orian Hicks, what was, I believe, either the first or second D-line to get out of the transfer portal. This was, I want to say, this is the 8th. This was back on Monday, right? And when this comes out, this will probably be last week somewhere. But tomorrow, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, it's going to be a busy day for this podcast because potentially 3 episodes coming out tomorrow. Yes, sir. That's including looking ahead, as I'm sitting here right now, looking ahead to basketball, previewing that. We'll have the men's postcast come out tomorrow around lunch hour. And then probably the first thing that's going to come out probably be a coaching hire. So that's what it's looking like. So 3 episodes. So yes, K-State Nation. So I'm getting way off track on this. But we'll get to Hicks in just a second, because he only played 1 year of college football so far. So that's going to be real quick. But anyways, yes. So right now, if you're new, fresh to this podcast, you're very new to this other K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics, you're going to get, well, usually we get, you guys get an episode daily, but half the time y'all get 2 episodes, and 25% of the time, 3 episodes a day. And tomorrow's going to be one of those times, because we have a whole bunch of content to get out now. So there's that, and we'll definitely have y'all squared up for this weekend there as well. Obviously, what I was going to say, I'll save it for the EG3 pod, because, man, the EG3 pod is shifted down to 1, but that's going to be a big episode coming out of there. I just learned about the NASCAR announcement about the playoff situation. That will be officially announced tomorrow. So, so we're going to have a whole boatload of shows here. Well, if you're not subscribed, over, that's a whole other podcast, the EGD podcast, which used to be a NASCAR podcast, sports, running, whatever, sports, cars, across the desk over there. Here, this is a K-State podcast, which tomorrow, as it's going to be January 9th on Friday, 3 episodes is going to be ready to come out. And, of course, the weekend, you'll have your postcast as well, those games. And, of course, we'll continue to get out coaching hire episodes. And, of course, the transfer portal episodes, with the very first one, finally, just came out. So there's that. But De'Aaron Hicks, after all that being said, seventh player after Monday, anyways, to transfer to the Little Apple, the D-line. This was reported by On3's Pete Nakos there. Hicks has only played 1 year college ball. That was from Gardner Webb, Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. This is Eddie Greer all over the place here on this Thursday now evening here on this podcast, K-State Podcast, recording this De'Aaron Hicks episode on January 8th, 2026. This will go out at some point. I don't know when. It'll just come out. So make sure, if you have not already, make sure you have subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Gardner Webb, this past year, 25, as an interior D-line, which came with good results. His stats, 21 tackles, 1.5 sacks for the freshman. Now he'll be a sophomore, obviously, when he lands in, when spring ball rolls around anyways, there as well. And yeah, K-State, if in a perfect world, with no transfer portal, back in the golden era, sorry, I know I'm just making that up, but with no transfer portal, that you would have had a stellar D-line. Now, again, I don't know Omensami, Malcolm Alcorn Crowder, or Chidi Obiizar's stance at the moment right now. And obviously, let's not forget about the other two. There's two more other D-line that I haven't even mentioned. Ryan Davis hit the transfer portal. Two others were seniors, right? Demi Inaliello, and I can't remember the other name right now. So there's that. So you basically lost a whole boatload for right now of D-line from last year's team. That team that went 6-6. Okay, and decided not to play a bowl game because of the changing of the guard at the head coaching position. Okay, De'Aaron Hicks from Richmond, Indiana. Hicks was not highly recruited to come out of high school, which put him in the Big South of Gardner Webb. He was among FBS. I'm ready for Mason Vogue. FBS interior lineman this past year, Hicks received a grade that put him in a top 15% of graded out players there as well. So, yeah, you have that. Let me see here. Yeah, okay, so, thank you, Mason Voth. I already said Damian Ilialiello and Uso Simalo graduated. Okay, so that's the, why did I forget that name? I don't know. So, K-State, they got hit hard with seniors of Ilialiello and Uso. And then I mentioned all four, including Malcolm Alcorn Crowder. So I don't know right now if Omasami is coming back or not. I don't know if Chidi Obiizar is coming back or not. I don't know. But that's what K-State is right now. So you get a first year. Oh, goodness. You get a first year. You get a 1 year in De'Aaron Hicks. And that's all I know right now. Unless they recruit really good with a high school and all that, we'll just have to see. But work's cut out on that side, at least on that side of the ball. Obviously, you're going to have your first-year head coach. First-year head coach in Colin Klein. First-year DCs in Marcus Woodson and Jordan Peterson there as well. So they're going to have that work cut out for them. But there's a piece of the puzzle there, a little bit there. 1 year, De'Aaron Hicks after Gardner Webb playing there, announced his commitment out of the portal, and he'll be coming to fill that depth a little bit for Kansas State here in 2026. The Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, whenever it's just to record Kansas State content. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get to listen to your podcast. I apologize. I was all over the place in that episode. But, yeah, De'Aaron Hicks, you only play one episode anyway. One year anyway. So that was going to be easy. So I know I'm all over the place, but definitely make sure you add this Collect Sugar Podcast, the Purple Boxer Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Also, just mentioned KSO, Mason Vogt on that, leading that charge. 3-Mile Power Cat Podcast, Exit 313, and a couple more other podcasts out there I ain't mentioned yet. And also, there's some good content on Twitter/X, led by 785 Sports. I love them a lot. Follow them on there. Make sure you follow them as well. there as well as new coach of the football program, Colin Klein, red hot on the transfer portal trail the last 2 weeks. It's been something, and they ain't messing around. So definitely, I will record some more as we go along, and we'll get these out as we can. It's not like it's not ASAP, but yeah, we'll get these out because. Yeah, you guys, K-State Nation, need to know that. And, of course, we'll stay up to date with what's happening currently with K-State Sports. And that includes men's and women's basketball this upcoming weekend. And I'll record a preview of that and get that out tomorrow night on Friday, the 9th of January. So that will come out tonight, tomorrow night. The postcast of the number one team in the nation, Arizona, lost, will come around lunchtime. And I'll have a coaching episode in the morning. So, yeah, 3-episode day. And we'll have y'all definitely squared away this weekend, upcoming weekend, with K-State content. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, which has been on and off, raining all day long. This has been another episode right here on the Pro Parcher Podcast. All things K-State sports. De'Orian Hicks, the latest D-line, or I probably should say the first defensive lineman out of the portal to commit to Kansas State. Go Cats.